Hi, it's Kettle again. I thought I'd come here and record another ramble fap for you guys. I just got out of the shower and I need to put some shower oil on my skin. I just had my legs and pussy done. And so for the first week or so, you have to like really seal it in there. It's my method anyways. And so I'm just going to take care of my skin and talk to you while I do it. Y'all seem to really like this last time, so we'll do it again. I got some questions about my setup. So I can tell you, we're sitting at my desk. I'm in my like swivel chair, and the oil that I'm using, I like to rub between my hands so it's a little bit warm, and then I smooth it over each part of my skin really slowly. So I like to start bottom up. So I'm working on my right calf right now. And, it's also nice to kind of check in with the body sometimes. I do a lot of walking, so I tend to have a lot of stress and tension in my muscles. I also sit like a bisexual, so just crazy configurations. I never pay attention to what my body's doing, and so I'm always trying to get these knots out of my legs, and yeah. I tend to walk on the beach with no shoes. I like feeling the sand on my bare feet. I feel like it gives me a better connection to the ground. I also just sort of like walking in the water, especially when the tide is out. The beach makes these almost shallow pools that reflect light. When I'm art-minded in a different way, I like to paint sometimes or take photos. And light and reflections have always interested me. More oil between my hands and onto my thigh. The beach is really nice, if you go early enough. I like to be up there, not long after the sun is up. Otherwise, it's too hot and I cook, and we cannot have a cooked kettle. I also like to swim. Like a lot, actually. I'm a big swimmer. I think I've always been drawn to the water. On flat days like this, sometimes I'll paddleboard. But I like to swim out to a buoy and back. It keeps, I don't know, keeps me fit, I guess. And I like the feeling. I also really enjoy just sort of walking, people watching. I walked on the beach today, actually. And have to tell you, perverts, because here's the thing. I am an exhibitionist at heart. I truly get off on being exposed. And so, like, walking around on the beach in something tiny is like edging to me. And sometimes when I walk, I listen to audios. It tends to make me walk faster. I get overexcited. I'm switching legs first. Oof. I'm a little tight in my left hamstring. I can feel it. I know I'm overdue for a massage. I know one of you perverts would do it if you were nearby, but sadly, I want to take care of myself. I'm working my left. Left? What did I say before? I meant right before, because I'm on left now. Oh. Oh, perverts. I'm already distracted. What was I saying? Exhibitionism. Yeah, but I don't know. It thrills me to be out there and, I don't know, walking and listening and thinking about being seen. And, I don't know. I don't necessarily have a very good poker face, but my problem is that when I get turned on and when I get excited, I smile and I laugh. Which means I just look joyous, maybe. Crazy for sure. But I'm blushed and I don't know, it's like a game of chicken. Sorry, there's like a knot. I have to come back to that. As a game of chicken with myself, I quite like it. Because I can't play with myself in public. That's illegal, kids. And, there's something compounding about it, I guess, that I quite like. And because I've been hanging out with you perverts so much, I've been definitely getting my steps in down there. Some fresh oil for my upper thigh. Today I wore my citrus flowers, I think. I don't actually know what kind of flowers that they are, I mean. So the bottoms are very cheeky. They're black with pink and green and like orange, maybe orange-yellow, like little flowers on them. But it's sort of in a muted, almost dusty in its desaturation. More oil. My entire ass is out because I don't like tan lines that cut across my cheek. I'm putting oil on my pussy right now. I like to just peace. Oh, you guys. You make it really hard to stay focused. Just the thought of you listening to me right now. Hearing my hands just glide over my skin. not even putting anything in, just to tease. The top is black, little triangles. I can tell I gotta start mixing it up because my tan lines are getting a little outrageous. That, or I need to go up to the nude beach. I haven't been in a while. It's just really far. And I'm being a baby about it. Last time I went up to the nude beach, I had just gotten my nipples re-pierced, and it was like my big debut. I was really excited to show all my nude beach friends, my new hardware. I felt really, really cute, honestly. And I didn't mind the attention. One of those things where, you know, if you're into people watching and, you know, can be behaved, nude beaches can be really fun. Because you have to be somewhat stealth, or, you know, subtle. It's, I don't know, maybe like a bunch of horn dogs edging against each other in public for the sake of tan lines. I'm not exactly sure. But I don't mind it. I love just being up there. I'm grabbing my toy. This is my favorite cock. I really want to make sure that it's lubed up for me. So I'm spreading oil on it with my hand. I'm imagining it's yours. And you are gonna fuck me so good with it. complicated. I'm just sliding you between my thighs, teasing my clit. Good. The last time I was there, I was making eyes with this guy. I didn't know him, but I caught him staring, and maybe I would just, leave myself more open than I should. Working on my tan or whatever. Let me, let me come back to Earth. I don't. thing, really. Something about beaches, I'm sure. It's the only thing on my notes. It says beach talk. That felt great. I really like doing this with you. I like that you come out to the beach with me and I listen. And then I bring you back here and you listen. Isn't that alchemy? An equivalent exchange. Oh, that's silly. That's nothing. Okay. I'm gonna clean up and talk to you soon. Bye.